This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm going to hit some big electric car news at the start of the next segment that's really illustrative of how the system works coming up. But right now, let's continue with your calls. Elijah in Ohio, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, brother.
Hey, I remember a year ago on your show, whether it's true or not, Trump brought up that he may suspend the Constitution if he gets back in. Again, I don't know if that was real or not, but that could be definitely a real possibility if he did get into office so he could help fix everything.
I don't remember hearing that. I mean, the Constitution is kind of suspended right now. We can arrest all these people under the Constitution.
Right, yeah. I mean, I definitely think, you know, either the first day or two of him getting in office when he gets back in.
Well, he has to fire every U.S. attorney. Clinton did it to take control for bad. He should do it for good. He should fire everyone and put in people he can trust day one.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And if, you know, if they resist, you know, whether he has the ability to bring in the military and, you know, arrest those people and get them out, I definitely think that that should be his top priority.
Well, that's what they're worried about. And you know, that sounds like a tyranny, but we're already under that. And usually that's how you end one tyranny, is with that. The problem is once you fix a tyranny with a tyranny, it tends to stay in place.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely the biggest fear. But, I mean, honestly, out of all the other solutions that everybody's brought up, I definitely see that as being one of the top ones. Whether it happens or not, I don't know. I hope he gets in. But he definitely needs a clean house, because otherwise he's not going to be able to do anything like
that. Well, he says he is. So a bunch of publications said it's preposterous. They claim Trump will arrest the Democrats if he's elected. Well, they've committed a bunch of crimes. So they should be. I mean, it's open and shut. They're setting up a dictatorship, a totalitarian system. So they put us into this wheelhouse. They're the ones that brought us to this point. And I that's why it just goes from bad to worse. Thank you so much, Elijah. Let's go to Daniel in Mass. You're on the air.
Alex, can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead.
So I want to talk Russia and China. Just to start with Russia, we have the Attackums heading in there. I think like as soon as
they go 195 miles, cruise missiles.
Yes, the Abrams are also in just in Ukraine. The Black Sea Fleet, I think last week. I mean, that's a big attack on a major building in Crimea. And then the Pentagon is also going to continue to fund Ukraine during the shutdown. And then so to move over to China, they're actually recalling all the panda bears. So as you know, panda bears are native only to China. I think something's going down pretty soon because, I mean, they want those bears back, and
that's like withdrawing your ambassadors, and they are used for propaganda purposes. I did see China to recall their panda bears. So that shows that we're basically going to war with China.
I totally agree, Alex.
Anything else?
Well, I think that was kind of an under-the-radar thing. So when Russia first was surrounding Ukraine, one of the under-the-radar news was that they're moving the blood bank. So it's not just a military exercise. They're actually, you know, there's some substantial news moving blood banks. And then have you heard about the Nagorno-Karabakh, like, just last week?
The what?
Armenia.
Oh, yeah. They're doing an Armenian genocide again.
Yeah. And so the Armenian trucks that were surrounding Nagorno-Karabakh, they had Russian-style. You know how Russia has the Z and the V to identify their vehicles, because Ukraine's got the same exact thing, so they're not hitting their own stuff?
Yes.
Azerbaijan had, you know, dressed up their trucks with this sort of large lettering as a sort of an under. I mean, it's not under the radar, but I think there's so much stuff going on with China. Taiwan also just showed off their new submarine, which isn't going to be actually in place for another 2 years. So I think at the very most, we have 2 years before China's going in there. I think they're probably much sooner.
I hear you. All hell is breaking loose. Thank you, Daniel. We're going to go to break, hit one more news article, talk to Michael and William, and then hand the baton to the great Herr Hernandez in 60 seconds when we come back. Don't forget, we have the War Room 3 p.m. Central today. I'm not sure who the guest host is. Owen's visiting with his family before he's put in prison. for free speech. So, who is hosting the War Room today at 3 p.m.? Just please note it and tune in. Clay Clark. All right, great guy. All right, we'll be back. We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's gone on. And these are game-changing products. It's like our information's game-changing. These products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD, incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com. Extremely informative. So, new $4 billion Panasonic electric vehicle EV battery factory in Kansas requires so much power, the facility needs to be run by its own coal plant that Biden is allowing to stay open because the Chi-Coms and others own it. So, see, they're only going to cut off everybody else's energy, not their own energy systems. Canada is doing the same thing. Here's another one. Safety first. Anthropology conference cancels panelists due to their harmful embrace of biological sex. Anyone that's written books or talked about Africa or wherever, males and females, mentioning male and female is now not allowed, and they're banning them from the conference. Total brainwashing. Total tyranny. Also, Elon Musk has fired most of Twitter's election integrity team. That's good news. Let's take two final calls. William in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Hopi prophecy is being fulfilled on the right-hand path, God's path, and I'm here in God's country in the Mount of Olives. Look, since 2018, we have had a 5G system on top of our water tower, and I have been badgering the DOE for months now on end, and they are constantly just hanging up on me and telling me that my information is good, but we can't do anything about it. Spectre in the sky that is going on. It's going up everywhere. I'm in farm country. 5G systems are going up everywhere, Alex. Everywhere.
Yeah, because they're going to run the driverless cars off of those and the drones.
Absolutely. I think it's all. And you.
Well, that means if they kick off their drone attack, just like they're doing in England, the public takes out the 5G. And I'm not saying do that, but that's what we would do. How people would counter the 5G and the surveillance cameras.
We're being sprinkled with the 5G every night and day around here. It is, I cannot believe how many people are just slobbering at the mouth. We are being bombarded by 5G. We've got it on top of our water tower. I told the DOE, I said, it's electrochemical. Why is it on top of our water? Why is it on top of our water? And they, I cannot tell you the incompetence that I talked to at the DOE switchboard. There is that I don't want to talk bad about people, but
the Department of Energy.
They're incompetent. How do these people get hired? I don't understand.
Well, they're not in. The agreement's been made with Congress to do this, so they're rolling it out. So you're talking to somebody that doesn't have power. That's why they seem incompetent. But I hear you, and I appreciate your call, William. Thank you. Michael in Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, hi, Mr. Jones. I go by Freedom Foxtrot on Rumble. I'm a first-time caller. And I wanted to thank you and Mike Lindell and Steve or Pete Santilli. You guys are true American heroes for standing up. The previous message was kind of my question, you know, like, when are we going to actually take a stand? And you can't do it alone. You're right. It is up to us. And I don't want us to be scattered in the wind when something happens. And so I was hoping that we could set that up.
Well, I mean, it'd be great to set something up where we can communicate if they turn the internet off. I mean, I can barely keep this operation warning people on the air. So I'm not some, I mean, the government can barely build a 5G takeover grid. I don't know what I'm supposed to build, what I'm supposed to do.
Ken, I'm willing to do whatever it takes. Again, I started a channel on Rumble.
Well, I'm glad you started a channel on Rumble. That's great to communicate with people. But like, how do you set up a communication system for us if they shut off the internet? Can you tell me how you do that?
Well, we would need to get people basically a plan in place of what happens. Okay, hey, we lost power. This is what we do. This is where we meet. We don't have much time, and I pray a lot. And I will continue to pray for you every night.
Thank you.
But my plan would be to put a person in charge of each state, and that state meets in a certain place. And I'm open to ideas.
Now, Harry, we should be having a debate about what we do if they turn the power off. That's what we need. Good governors, good legislators in place, good sheriffs are informed. Because this is even a normal society is hard to run. When things break down, it's going to be all hell's going to break loose. Then they're going to roll out the robots, the AI, as the answer to coordinate the collapsed society. Thank you so much for the call. I'm out of time. Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow for the Friday edition, 11 a.m. Central. Harrison Smith, weekdays, 8 a.m. Central. Owen Schroyer, weekdays, 3 p.m. Central. Now, syndicated talk show host, pastor, investigative journalist, on the ground, reporter, Drew Hernandez takes over.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones, thank you for allowing me to host the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Drew Hernandez. Good to see all the InfoWarriors worldwide. Make sure to share all the links, band.video, InfoWars.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Make sure to support the broadcast. Keep free speech alive. Keep InfoWars alive by supporting the broadcast and all these very imperative and important transmissions. I mean, you got the EU, you got the UK, you got all these globalist powers that are now coming out in their conferences, and they literally say that we're in the future and we're fighting a disinfo war. It's interesting that they use the opposite of what all of us are used to fighting every single day, because they like to call everything that's truth, everything that's accurate, everything that's waking people up, red pilling, pulling people out of the matrix. That's exactly what disinformation means to the global regime and the deep state and all of these powers that are behind the scenes pulling all the strings, that are infiltrating Twitter, that are infiltrating Facebook, that are infiltrating legacy media. I mean, take a look at what's happened with CNN. Take a look at what's happened with Fox News. And they've forever been trying to infiltrate InfoWars. But thank God we have patriots like Alex Jones that are holding the line and not turning their back on the American people and humanity and truth itself and God himself. Because that's where these people go. Eventually, they'll come out to the media, slander you, they'll attack you, they'll try to discredit you and call you a conspiracy theorist. First, they'll launch all those attacks, or they'll laugh at you and say, well, don't take them serious. They're just a bunch of conspiracy theorists. They're just psychos. There's some radical dude on the radio or on the internet, you know, just saying a bunch of crazy things about the government and secret societies. First, they'll laugh at you, they'll discredit you. They'll slander you, but then next, they'll try to get you to join them. And once they try to get you to join them, that's when you really have to stand the test of time and stand with God. Because when you get these satanic powers knocking on your door and saying, listen, you want all these attacks to stop? You see all this slander in the media? You see all these lies about you and your family? You see all these people that are lurking around your house and all these people that are lurking around whenever you go to the restaurant down the street or your wife goes grocery shopping. You see all these indirect threats that are happening all around you. Like I said, whether it's in the media, on television, on the internet, social media, politicians all in unison with the New World Order and the satanic cabal spirit of the Antichrist, they'll come to you and try and get you to join them. It's exactly what Lucifer did to Jesus in the famous temptation in the wilderness. But the moment you say no, that's the test of time. You're either going to turn your back on God and you're going to turn your back on truth and everything that's righteous that you ever stood for, or you're not. You're either going to turn your back on God or you're going to turn your back on these evil satanic powers. And there will be a consequence for both. If you turn your back on God, there's a huge, huge consequence that you never want to deal with. As a child of God, you'll never lose your salvation, but you will be disciplined. And it's not going to be pretty. But if you turn your back on God, you're obviously, by default, deciding to play for the team and the legions of Satan and demons and all of these satanic powers that are invisible to the naked eye. If you turn your back on evil, there's a reward eternally. God will always be with you. But persecution is quite literally promised to the Christian. You see, but this is where people's thinking has to change and has to go to this level where, well, what do I really value most? Do I value being
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now. Now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
You have to talk about Alex in terms of these things is because Alex InfoWars is the prototype. It's the prototype for the future, just like InfoWars was the prototype for censorship on big tech and applications in the App Store. Whether it's iOS, whether it's Apple or Android, Google, you name it, Windows, whatever the running software is. That's the future. And then now they spread that out to everybody else. Eventually they deplatformed a sitting United States president. And nothing came of that. Not a single thing. Nobody in DC. It was all hush hush. So the future is when you say no to their offer to join them, just understand you will be severely punished. They will launch these three-letter intelligence agencies after you. They will launch their surveillance, the NSA, after you. They will launch the full power of the federal government with their lawfare after you and all of their satanic, you know, crooked Soros-appointed DAs. That's why they're there. They're there for you. You think they're there just because they want to get the upper hand and they want to gain more ground? Why do you think Soros has been doing this for the past few decades? It's for now. It's for today. And so when they finally launch their attacks through lawfare or legally and weaponizing the full power of the authoritarian federal government, everything is already installed and in place. That's why they are going with what they are going with Trump. That's why they're going with what they're going with everyone that is getting hit in InfoWars or any patriot that's having to deal with the feds right now. They've all been installed. Did you guys see the story the other day? I think it was Gateway Pundit. I didn't send it to you guys. It just came to mind right now. I think it was. It was either Gateway Pundit or Post Millennial. One of the J6 prosecutors attempted to stab a man or stab somebody on the highway because he hit his car. Like, these are the satanic people we're dealing with right now. You see what I'm saying? Like, but that's why they're appointed. That's why they're installed. Because once they get on the other side of determining your fate, it's not going to be a righteous judgment. It's not going to be justice. It's not going to be the right thing, no matter how clear things may be or how vindicated you might show yourself to be. That's essentially the life of Jesus. Innocence crucified over lies, slander, misinformation. There it is. Ex-federal prosecutor accused of bizarre road rage stabbing. Well, there you go. That's great. Oh, yeah. I feel totally safe with prosecutors like that floating around going after, you know, Americans that were walking around. Any capital in the United States of America. You see what I'm saying? But that's how the regime has to function. It's the whole defund the police agenda. I think a lot of people didn't quite understand what defund the police truly was. Defund the police was not just like, let's usher in total anarchy in the West. Let's just remove police departments. Lawlessness will abound. And, you know, we'll have a full-blown destabilization, federal intervention. I would say that's maybe about 85% of what defund the police truly was, because defund the police truly was a regime installation. And it also was to vet out, to filter out the good guys, to filter out the good women of the badge every day that wake up every day and could be their last day, increasingly at a higher percentage as a police officer with their family. Because they have taken an oath to serve and protect their communities. And they take that seriously. They're not corrupt. They're not all gay and woke. They are upholding the law, and that's biblical. That is a God-given position in a civilization. To be a police officer is a very serious thing. It doesn't matter where you are in the United States, anywhere on the globe. The Bible is very clear on that. You take a look at Romans chapter 13, chapter 12, in those areas. And you take a look at the one that bears the sword. To punish evildoers and, you know, protect the righteous and uphold justice. It's a very sacred position in society. But that's why that has also been attacked and perverted by the satanic Luciferians here in this country. But ultimately, because of that reason, if you get police officers, if you infiltrate and install and remove and install, just think of it like your next iOS update or your Windows update. Remove the old files, remove the old drivers, and get in the new file, get in the new update, get in the new drivers. That's what defund the police essentially is. And they're doing this with the military. They've obviously been doing this with politics in D.C. They've been doing this with education. They've been doing this with the arts, in the culture, with music, Hollywood, you name it. It's a total reinstallation of psychopath globalist, psychopath heartless, without a conscience, commies, socialists, Luciferians. They have to get people in there that have no conscience. They have to get an army of reprobates in order to uphold the satanic, demonic, murderous orders that they will deploy on humanity. It's the only way. You see, 2020 truly was a test run, because you can't have a murderous, serial-killing, authoritative regime if they have somewhat of a conscience. That's why they love AI, dude. That's why they love robotics. And it's not because they want to innovate and push humanity further into a technological advancement. That's the, no. When these Satanists and Luciferians look at technology, they only see one thing. They see a weapon. And it's not a weapon to defend ourselves from evil. It's a weapon to go on the offense against the innocent. And so when you take a look at, when you see, they're all, and you see this. You see Klaus Schwab, he talks like this openly. And I know I say this a lot, but I got to repeat it, because I know there's always new viewers coming in and listening, and they're getting red. Guys, because I get emails. I get emails all the time, you guys. So, you know, if you ever hear us repeat something, it's not because we don't have anything else to say. It's just we're fully aware. There's constantly new viewers that are getting red-pilled. You guys got to understand that. Like, they flow into the shows, and I get emails all the time. Dude, I heard you for the first time. I woke up, and okay, awesome, great. Let's go. Join the army. Let's go. Enlist now. Let's go after Skynet. Now's the time. We don't only need one John Connor. We need a billion John Connors. You know, that's what InfoWars is. But anyways, the point is when you watch the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, Noah Yuval Harari, they're like on the verge of an orgasm. Okay, you guys notice that? Whenever they have like their technology panels, or I think it was the World Government Summit in 2023, this past one, was it Dubai? Yeah, I think it was Dubai, where Klaus Schwab gets up there and he's just talking about mastering the future. Those who master these new technologies will become masters of the future. And you got Noah Yuval Harari just foaming at the mouth with AI infiltrating the minds, mixed with VR or AR technology. Just rewrite the Bible, you know. We could write a new an AI religion. I mean, who needs God anymore? It's just, but that's where this all comes from. It's the origin of Satan. It's all Luciferian. But the reason for it is, yes, to cause mass destabilization. But they need a reprobate, depraved society that has no conscience at all. Zero conscience. Zero. To carry out the murderous orders of the New World Order. And that's what they're slowly developing on right now. They're slowly rolling that out. And you're seeing that with the depravity. You're seeing that with the total immorality. You're seeing that with the rollout of atheism. And they are raising up their army. We got ours too. We'll be right back.
Don't lie down and take it. Spread the word about this broadcast. Pray for this broadcast. Support other broadcasts, please. And please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Only way we operate is your funding. You are the InfoWar. You're the reason we're here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and empower yourself and your immune system and your body and your health and your vitality with a trifecta sale, 40% off, with DNA Force Plus finally back in stock, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula finally back in stock, and Real Red Pill finally back in stock. It's been a year since all three have been back in stock together. There's no excuse not to get them. They're so amazing together. 40% off right now when you get all three together, or 25% off individually. The trifecta sale. right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The only way we fail is you don't take action. This will enrich and empower your life, and it keeps us on the air. So if you want us to keep fighting in the face of these attacks, we can't do it without you. Plus, these are great products you need. That is a total win, a 360 win, the trifecta sale. Go now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and you make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Count the cost. Ladies and gentlemen, count the cost. The words of Jesus Christ. I think every single one of us has to really decide if this is a fight we really want to be in. I got to remind myself that every single day. You start, you know, realizing you got family members, you got people reaching out to you saying, hey, man, I was at an airport and they stopped me and they were asking me about you. And I asked why. And they said, well, you might be a part of right wing domestic terrorism. That's like, you gotta really start to count the cost. And I know all of you are, but make sure to pray for InfoWars, pray for Owen Schroyer and his family. And all the other patriots that are being targeted right now. But it comes with the territory, ladies and gentlemen. We don't just speak out against tyranny and not expect some mass retaliation. Because the mass retaliation, it'll come. Once they try to slander you, discredit you, save InfoWars, donate today, support the broadcast, support the InfoWar, the lawfare that's going on with everybody. InfoWars
store.com. Guys, this is the real deal. This is it. We're living it. We're living the preliminary rollouts of what's to come. The future is now. The future is now, and the future is happening today. So we thank every single one of you guys that are here. It's incredible. It's an honor to be here with every one of you. But things are amplifying, because once you reject them and you don't join the dark side, oh man, they launch the full force. They launch the full force, and you feel the wrath of the tyrannical regime. So you're reminded not to ever step up to them ever again. You won't join them? Well, we will destroy you. That's their thinking. That's their thinking. You're either with us or you're against us. It's the same mentality that Jesus has. Either for me or you're against me. There's no middle ground on either side. It's good versus evil. And people need to pick a side. It's that simple, dude. You just pick a side, man. What side are you on? Good or evil? It's very simple. And you got to make that choice every single day. And if you stand for good, get ready for some persecution, man. It's not easy. You're going to be tempted. The temptation to give up, the temptation to let go and just cop out and ride off into the sunset. It doesn't matter, man. No matter where you go, no matter where you hide, no matter where you try to find neutrality, you're never going to find it until you make your peace with God and you give your life to Christ and you have that eternal neutrality to understand that no matter what happens, if I die, if I get assassinated, I will live forever. There is no jailing. There is no imprisonment. Of course, there is here on this side of humanity, but there is eternal freedom in Christ. And that's the hope you got to hold on to in the midst of everything. Not just trials and tribulations, but mass persecution. You'll lose your mind. You'll lose your sanity. You can't make sense of any of it unless you fundamentally understand you are not dealing with political entities. You are dealing with demonic entities that are out to seek, kill, and destroy you and your legacy that comes after you. That's what this is all about, because ultimately this is about killing everything that God loves and that God represents and that God has created. Stealing, raping, killing, obliterating, destroying, dismantling, scorched earth policy. Climate change death cult, they claim to care oh so much of saving the ozone and making sure that we don't get incinerated by the sun, when in reality, they'll just obliterate you if you don't comply. But speaking of things accelerating, the UK passes sweeping new surveillance and censorship measures in the online safety bill. But what's interesting about this UK online safety bill, it's a pretty long and extensive article. I encourage you guys to go read it later. But to give you guys just the quick breakdown, what they're claiming in this bill is it's always the same old story. This is for safety on the internet. This is to prevent children from being trafficked. This is to prevent child pornography. This is to prevent anything online that may be illegal that might hurt someone in the real world. That's all up and down in this UK online safety bill. But what's interesting is they're proposing it by using government software to be able to infiltrate, bypass your devices by looking into your encrypted apps. So what here you are, the UK, and what the New World Order is proposing, and this is what they always do. They always do this. They always do it in the name of safety and security. It's like the Patriot Act. Everything else, even the death jabs and the mandates that follow. This is for safety. Lockdown in your house. It's for safety and security, and you're going to stay home and save lives, and you're going to be a great person. But let me ask you one thing. When the hell did the New World Order start caring about the safety of children? Can anybody tell me that? I thought, according to the New World Order and these satanic globalists all in the media, they tell me that, oh, child pedophile rings don't exist. Child pornography? Oh, come on. What do you mean? That stuff's all a bunch of conspiracy. There's no such thing out there as, like, child trafficking. None of that's happening, especially on the internet. The internet is such a great place. So that's how you know this is a bunch of BS, okay? These people don't care about children. They love murdering babies. They love murdering babies inside and outside the womb. They sacrifice children. They offer up the blood of born, you know, unborn babies and the born babies. They offer up their blood to the satanic gods of Moloch and Lucifer. So give me a break. These people don't give a damn about children, but that's how they offer up this online safety bill. But what's the actual operation? The actual operation is that they're proposing that the government, okay, and when they say government, they're talking about a world government. Like the UK and the EU, the United Nations, that they make the decision for various different countries as to whether they make the decision as to whether it's justifiable to basically hack into your device and start looking at all of your encrypted apps. Because they say, well, we have to make the decision because if there's something bad on that app, if there's child pornography or anything like that, if it's something that is illegal, that's the terminology. See, but this is where how they slip it in. Because they'll do it in the name of, oh, it's saving children and this and that. Yeah, they care about children, right, guys? No, they don't. Okay? It's a Trojan horse. Okay, for us to sit here and think that that's not going to be weaponized in the future, because obviously it is, and then it goes further and further and further from there. They want to shut down the internet. They want to monopolize the internet. They want to centralize the internet. This is going to go way beyond just getting banned outside of the Apple Store. It already has. They're already installing the infrastructure for all of this. You have no privacy. Of course, this is going to get politicized, but you trust the New World Order to be able to make the decision whether it's right to hack your device or not? Like, yeah, of course, go find the pedophiles and those that are pushing child pornography. They deserve to have their devices hacked. And I don't even think pedophiles should be thrown in prison. I think they should just be like hung. You know, I think they should get the death penalty straight up. You know, it's the only way to communicate to a society. You're not going to rape children. That's just me. So, of course, they're going to this is the preliminary installments of the surveillance state. The NSA, they already have the ability to hack your phones. They already, and I know everyone at InfoWars knows this, they already have the ability to monitor and surveil your phones and your cell phones and your conversations and your text messages. But now the UK is calling to have government authority to be able to hack your device at any time they want to in order to take a look at your encrypted apps because they have decided that it's justifiable because you might have bad content on there. Yeah, like that's not going to get weaponized when it comes to a bioweapon, when they launch the new pathogen or whatever it is, whatever's on your phone, any misinformation, disinformation. It's all going to go in that direction. It always has and it always will. They want to regulate your entire mind. That's why they will invade your devices. They will invade a Neuralink in your brain. It's inevitable. They won't stop. They can't stop. They're satanic. That's who they are. Who they'll always be unless they repent.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Gentlemen, you are in the future. You're living the future. Every single day as we go on and on and on and on, we get closer and closer and closer. I want to thank every single one of you guys for tuning in to the fourth hour of the most banned transmission on the face of the globe and the universe, the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Drew Hernandez. I want to invite you guys to follow me on Twitter, at Drew H Live. You guys can watch my nightly show on Rumble, rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. I go live Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Pacific. That's 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I got a bunch of other cool shows. Just click the link in my bio on Twitter, at Drew H. Live. I'm on censor.tv, LFA TV as well. We get based. But let's continue to get into this analysis because I think it's a development that's obviously developing because of the election. And we know when there's an election coming up, they're gonna ramp up their efforts, and their efforts to censor, and their operations to silence opposition. And we know Google talked about this. Remember at the end of the 2016 election, and Google had a powwow. They had a whole meeting where they're all crying and all those leaked documents. They're all crying like, how could we let this happen? This will never happen again. And they were serious about it. You are seeing the mass censorship everywhere. It's increasing. I personally don't think Twitter 2.0 is... I mean, Twitter 2.0 is no different for me. I'll be honest with you. I have over 300,000 followers. You want to know what my daily impressions are? An average? I'll be totally honest with you. Like between 7 and 9,000 a post? Okay. You want to know what my last Twitter, my last X payout was? It was $20, bro. Let's go. Let's go. $20, baby. Twitter 2.0 just got me $20 more richer. I'm loving it. I personally just don't believe, you know, freedom of speech doesn't mean freedom of reach. I just think that's psychotic, you know, to let a billionaire just kind of redefine the United States Constitution and the First Amendment. But, you know, when Elon does something good, good Elon. Okay, when Elon does something bad, bad Elon. I hold the guy accountable. So, anyways, but obviously, I don't know if you guys watched the debate last night. I mean, it wasn't even a debate. It was so cringe. You had Fat Christie up there. Like, the guy has to at least be somewhere around 400 pounds at this point, or maybe even more. He's just the donut king. He thought he had one-liners. He thought he had it in the bag. He's like, you know, Donald, you've been ducking all of us. You've been ducking us and not showing up to the debate. We're not going to call you Donald Trump anymore. Like, dude, are you okay? You okay? I got it. We're going to call you Donald Duck. Look, oh, whoa, watch out. They got Nikki Haley. She's just nagging. You know, I live streamed it last night. I was like, Nikki the nagger, that nagging nagger. It's annoying. Aren't naggers annoying, guys? You know, that's all I get from Nikki Haley. She's just an annoying nagger. You know, it's just nags and nags and nags. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? They had like Mike Pence last night. This guy comes down and is like, I've been sleeping with a teacher for like 30 years. Like, dude, nobody wanted that image. Nobody wanted that image of you and your wife naked banging in Ukraine. Okay, dude. Anyways, it was just a total clown show. And you had Vivek up there saying everyone on the stage is good. These are good people. These are good people. All these people are good. He's almost like an Indian Ben Shapiro almost. Kind of weird, you know? Someone should like make like an AI generated photo of Vivek. Doesn't he kind of come off like a, yeah, because like Ben Shapiro's like this robotic, just talking head, like lack of personality. Vivek kind of comes, he's like an Indian Hindu or whatever, you know, but whatever, dude, it's a total joke. The whole thing's a joke. I don't know. Anyways, but before the debate, there were attacks. You're going to continue to see this, because the censors are trying to gain control of the alternative platforms. That's why there's so much lawfare getting launched against InfoWars and Band.Video. They're trying to drown InfoWars, Alex Jones out, trying to drown them out entirely so they're never heard of ever again. They tell you, go build your own platform. Yeah, and they come for you. And the psychos come for you and they drag you back. They try to drag you while you put your fingers and your nails into the ground and they're dragging you. Come back. Come back. You're not going to go build your platform. Get over here. Like Mortal Kombat, you know? You can't go. They're not serious. Because when you go do it, they start coming after you. But this is an article by the AP. This was right before the debate. I thought it was interesting because they're really trying. They're really going into overtime right now. Outside of app stores. And I think that's obvious, you know, that's predictable. RNC's live streaming partner for the GOP debate is a haven for disinformation and extremism. Okay, this is an article by the AP, and they've been going after Rumble hard, really hard, especially with the Russell Brand stuff. You're seeing all these articles. Now it's the same sequence that I just told you guys. They'll try to laugh at you. They'll discredit you. At some point, they're going to try and get Rumble to join. And if they reject, Rumble's going to get hit hard. And I love Rumble. All right. What I'm saying is that's the sequence. And right now, Rumble's standing their ground. The CEO's standing their ground. He's standing his ground, standing for free speech, not capitulating. Many statements have gone out saying we stand for free speech. We stand for the ideas of diverse thought and not all like, you know, gay and woke, like actual, like, you know, different voices and different types of content. There's all kinds of content on Rumble. But in this article, what they're arguing is that the debate is hosted on an extremist platform. Okay, so pay attention to this. This isn't even about your show. This isn't even about your content any longer. Because in this article, if you actually take a look and you break it down, they argue that the debate is being hosted on an extremist platform that might be a gateway to extremism and other extremist content creators. So they didn't even take issue with the debate itself. They just took issue. It's on Rumble. So you can't, dude, listen, you can't even have a show about kitties, dude, on Rumble these days. You can't even have a show about butterflies. You could be like a 12-year-old girl hosting a show about how much you love butterflies on Rumble. And you know, you can't have that because it's on an extremist platform and you're going to be a gateway to a bunch of extremists like Drew Hernandez and Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer, Elijah Schaefer, Nick Fuentes, you name it. You name it. Steven Crowder. You're going to get in. You're going to get radicalized because you got a show about butterflies on Rumble. Isn't that crazy? Like you can't even have a non-political show on a platform anymore that they consider right-wing extremism. I mean, the same thing with Band.Video. Video. If I start a show tomorrow, you know, about, I don't know, you know, cars or rims or, you know what I'm saying? Like just some inanimate object or a hobby of mine. Or just, if I just started streaming video games on Band.Video, Video, Media Matters would go after the video game developers. You know what I'm saying? Like that, but you're not allowed to affiliate. So you go build your own platform. You can't affiliate with it. Cause if you do, you get banned. And then you can't even host a non-political show on that platform without getting considered a right-wing domestic terrorist or disinformation Russian agent. You see, you and I understand this, but the normies need to see that this is where this goes. Because if you're just like a creator, like, hey, I want to go on Rumble. You know, I'm not political. There's gamers on there. There's all kinds of different stuff on there. I want to go. Why not? I can monetize over there. Expand my business. Why not? A lot of young creators are thinking this way, but now you can't go do that because it's a haven. And they're also going after X simultaneously. Here's an article from the BBC. They're going hard, guys. Disinformation most active on X, formerly known as Twitter, the EU says. X, formerly Twitter, has the biggest proportion of disinformation of six big social networks, a European Commission study has suggested. And the EU's Value and Transparency Commissioner, this is what she said in response to X being the top social media app, now being the biggest portal for disinformation and misinformation. This is what she said. Here's a quote. She said, "My message for X is you have to comply with the hard law." This is what she said. Literally, this is a direct quote. You have to comply with the hard law. We'll be watching you. We'll be watching what you're doing. End quote. That's what she said. And obviously, that's a threat to Elon Musk. So will Elon Musk stand the test of time? Will Elon Musk stand against? Will he continue to stand his ground? We're seeing some good developments with, you know, getting rid of the election interference team because they're interfering with the election. But the New World Order is threatening and they are demanding. They are demanding you comply with the hard law. What law is that? The First Amendment of the United States? No, it's not. They're talking about whatever they institute and whatever they say goes. Whatever they say is disinformation. Whatever they say is misinformation. Whatever they say is going to get you killed because you hurt someone's feelings and you spoke out against the regime. That's what she means, in my opinion. Thank you guys for tuning in today. The War Room starts in just a couple minutes. Make sure to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Support the broadcast. We love you.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.